No one in the history of the world gave greater evidence of the lordship of Christ in his life than the Apostle Paul. He often called himself a slave of Jesus Christ, his way of saying that what Jesus wanted was exactly what he wanted. Jesus, in turn, as death's conqueror and the Lord of life, kept all harm and danger away from his servant Paul, right? Wrong. At various times the apostle was arrested, imprisoned, beaten, stoned, shipwrecked, you name it. But through it all, Paul never doubted his Lord's control, never questioned that Christ was ruling all things for the benefit of his people. You see, the apostle realized that Jesus had a larger agenda than simply sparing Paul pain and suffering or even death. That's why, not long before his execution, Paul wrote, "The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom." The day the Roman emperor's death sentence on Paul was carried out, the apostle was ushered into the presence of the King of Kings, his Lord, Jesus Christ.